Today's daf is Sanhedrin, daf Yud Aleph 11. And we are on Yud Amabez. We are in the discussion, the Gemara was just talking about Kiddush HaChodesh, Ibur HaShanah, as the, if you remember, the Mishnah back on Dav Beis, that's the only Mishnah in this parak, so we can keep referring back to that Mishnah. The Mishnah on Dav Beis said that Ibur HaChodesh is with three, and Ibur HaShanah is a machlokas. Ibur HaShanah is with three according to Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says it's 3, 5, and 7, the process. But, the last line, if they did it with three, mu'baris, even according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So, we discussed first yesterday, what does it mean, Ibur HaChodesh with three? So we had different opinions exactly what that means in the Mishnah. Three opinions, Abaya, Rava, and Ravashi. Abaya said really it means Kiddush HaChodesh, and Rava says it also means Kiddush HaChodesh, but don't change the word. It means Kiddush B'yom Ibur. Right, that's Abaya and Rava. And then we had Ravashi who said that it means Chishuv. Figuring it out, the calculations, that's what three is. So that was regarding Ibur HaChodesh / Kiddush HaChodesh. Then we got into Ibur HaShanah. So Shulchan Aruch said 3, 5, and 7. So we spoke about the what if there's a machlokas between the numbers. 2 say yes, 3 say no. And then the last point we made was, what is the symbolism of 3, 5, and 7? What's the symbolism of that? We said it's Berchas Kohanim, or it is the three types of officers that appear in Tanakh for kings. Right? And that's what the Yad Ramah says. I mentioned it outside yesterday, but I mentioned it again today. What is this, what's the connection between Berchas Kohanim and Ibur HaChodesh? Says the Yad Ramah, quoting the Yerushalmi, Klomar, Tavoz Chus Shlosha Chamisha Veshiva, Shaoskid Bablacha Shemayim, Vitavatel Gzerat Shlosha Chamisha Veshiva, Roe Pneam Malche Ubo, Shagos and Gzerat Salsoni Israel. Maybe one is parallel to the other one. If we set the calendar based on Birchas Kohanim, the Bracha, so hopefully that will be Mavatel, the 3, 5, and 7 of the Umos HaOlam that want to destroy us. And then he says, what's the specific connection to Berachas Kohanim? He says, Halo bebracha achas hayochol levarachan. Hashem really could give a bracha in one fell pasuk. Right? Why does he split it up into three? Ela bebnei shechavivin lefanav v'ratza levarachan bebrachas harbe. He wants to give us lots of brachas. Af Yisrael, right? It's similar to the Maimar and Perkei Avos. Kodesh Baruch Hu could have created the world in one Maimar, but he did it with 10 Maimaros to give more schar to the tzaddikim, right? Because it's a valuable world. It was created with 10. So too here, Af Yisrael, Kishabon Leishev, Seder, Shanim, Shal, Almachonan, Ulasakin, Esamodos, Shein Chilon, Tzrich Lahanachal Bishlosha, right? And therefore, to parallel Hashem, Vidayo Le'evet, Shiehei Karabo. We follow Kodesh Baruch Hu's lead. Okay? So that is the Yad Ramah about what is Berchas Kohanim? What is the connection to Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibur HaShanah? Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara about 5 lines up from the bottom. We just have a few more lines to finish. Armalei Abayler of Yosef, Ad Ha'idna, my time alo parishlan mar hachi. What a great explanation about 3, 5, and 7. Why didn't you ever tell me this before? Why didn't you explain this to me before? I've been waiting for this. Armalehu, lo v'yadani disri chisu. I didn't know you didn't know. I didn't know that were chaser that information. Did you ever ask me something I didn't tell you? I'll tell you all my information. So therefore, don't think that I was hiding something from you. The Sefer Chassidim notes in one context that a Talmud Chacham who has Torah and purposely does not share it is like a Navi Shekovish Nevuaso. Right, a Navi is given Nevuah for giving over to the people. Talmud Chacham is also given his Torah to share, and therefore he must share. That's what this Gemara highlights. He says, "Did I ever not share something with you? I do exactly what I'm giving over. So I didn't know you didn't know, but for sure I would have told you." Okay, weiter. Zman nasi tzara kedi simen tana rabbanan. So we have today's Gemara is all about Ibur HaShanah. Different halachas, when we're ma'abed the shana and how we're ma'abed the shana. That's Sanhedrin Nafir Alf, Ibur HaShanah. Tanu Rabbanan, Eim ma'abrin es ha'shala shana ela b'mizumanin la. You only ma'abed the shana where there was designation beforehand, where people were invited to be ma'abed the shana. Rashi says on top, shehizminon hanasi mi ba'erev, where the Nasi invited everyone to come. You know what? Come to my house. Come to my attic tomorrow. We are going to be Ma'abar the Shana, where he does it Miba Erev. So how medayik are we in Miba Erev? What happens if I invite everybody in the morning to come in the afternoon? Is that good enough? I say, you know, this afternoon we're going to be Ma'abar the Shana. Come on. Does it have to be the halachic day before? Rashi says mi ba'eref. Rashi doesn't say ba'boker for the afternoon. So that's the diuk of the Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen in Simon Reish Chaf Aleph in a different context where also we need hazmana, we need designation, a couple of places in halacha we need hazmana, kfiyas makom, and that is by chalitza. By chalitza, the halacha is a bezdin has to designate sometime beforehand, the day before, sometime before, we're going to do chalitza in such a place. Let's do it tomorrow. So says the, we'll see the halacha, the Shulchan Aruch in a minute. Says the Shuva Sadeshin, Reish Chaf Aleph, Ra es aviv shev kava makom lechalitza ba'erev shelefnei chalitza. Ikamar dafka me'erev l'shachris shel achrav. O neima hadin mishachris la'erev. Bosa yamatzmana mimahani. Could you also do it the same day? The morning for the afternoon. Tshuva. Yiradi yesh lana lomar dafka hu me'erev yom shelefnei chalitza. It's got to be beforehand. The previous halachic day. The Avogav, you see somebody else that says otherwise? No, don't believe it. Why? To prepare a comma, this Sanhedrin, Taninan, Eimabrat Hashanah, B'mizumanim lo, Pirish Rashi Zal, B'mizumanim, Shezimnim Asila Kachmi Ba'erev. So he quotes our Rashi, Stafka Mi Ba'erev. Umi de Pirish Rashi Mi Ba'erev, V'lo Pirish Shezimnim Stam Hanasi, Matai Shezimnim, Mashba L'chomidi, Deboy Hazmana V'achana, everything that needs hazmana, everything that needs hachana, has to be done the previous halachic day. B'kahai gavna, we have more room at the table. B'kahai gavna, lamidi deboy bezin b'inan mi be'erev lo bo'os hayom. And then he says, v'hoa dekfiyas bakam l'chalitza. If it's needed for Kiddush HaChodesh, I think it's needed for chalitza also. Then he says at the end, interesting, v'im kain, im rotzim lachlutz be'echad v'shabbos. What happens on Sunday? If there's a chalitza on Sunday, what do you do? When do you do the kfiyas makom on Sunday? Nire delo shari l'kvo amachum b'shabbos b'ma'erev. You can't do it on Shabbos. Why? Why can't you do kfiyas makom? Oh, hachana. Being meicher? No. He says, mishum demechzi kemesakeinu keboner. Holu machshiras l'mitzvah. You're creating the place for the mitzvah, and it's nire kemesakein. Unbelievable. So this is the Rabbanan, to be koveya makom for a chalitza on Shabbos for Sunday, because that's tikkun. V'ki agavna ashkechan kama v'kama gzeres behilcha Shabbos. V'yuchlu l'kvoa b'erev Shabbos. V'lo chashidan emu muflag tfei mi erev echad. V'afilu chashir ba'alma, even if it's 2 days before, it's good enough. You don't have to do a dafka the night before. But that's the Trumas Hadeshen. Kfiyas makom for chalitza has to be done the day before, not the day of. So that is the Trumas Hadeshen. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, this halacha lemaisa, right? It doesn't come up so often, hopefully not, because it is a tragic situation. I mean, somebody died without children, but these are halachas of chalitza that we still follow today. The Shulchan Aruch says in Kuf Samach Tes, going through chalitza, he says, V'yikvu makam lechalitza, sheyomra gimol abezan usafim, neilech lemachar v'neishev makam ploni, v'nishan lachlot sham. Do they have to go there? Do they have to just designate, say, we will go there? That's kviyas makom. Kviyas makom sarach sheyehe ba'erev, yom shelefnei chalitza. This Trumas Hadeshen is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. It's got to be beforehand, based on our Rashi. Im ha'chalitza b'yom rishon, ein kovim makom b'yom ha'shabbos, ki im b'erev Shabbos. You can't do it on Friday, you got to do it on Erev. You can't do it on Shabbos, it has to be on Friday. Right? And then he quotes in the Pesachei Tshuva, he quotes from the Mari Bruna, that you could do it, are you allowed to do it at night? Mamish? Mibo Erev, does that mean Mibo Yom? Could it be at night? Is it Tchilas Din? Tchilas Din you can't do at night. That's a Machlokas Achronim. Right? He says, the Mari Bruna says it's okay to do it at night. Right? You just can't do it. Ain't kind of Makam Tchilas Din. Else Kabonim Makam Lios Mezuban Libes Din. And the Amshah Shlomo says, no. I think it is Tchilas Din and you can't do it at night. After all, when it's on Shabbos, when do we say to do it? On Erev Shabbos. Why don't we just say to do it on Motzi Shabbos? Fine, you can't do it on Shabbos, but why do the poskim say you have to do it on Friday? Do it on Motzi Shabbos. It must be you can't do it at night, says the Amshul Shlomo. Right? That's why it has to be done on Friday, and not on, when it rashes me by Erev, it means the day before. It doesn't mean mamish at night. Right? That's discussions of Chalitza, Kuf Samach Tes. And it all flows from this Rashi. There's one word in Rashi. Creates halachas for Hilchas Chalitza. Right? Not just for Kiddush HaChodesh. There is another machlokes between the Rambam and the Yad Ramah here. How is the hazmana done? Do you have to send out personal invitations? What if the Nasi has his list? His Nasi list, right? Like there's a, every community has their email list. So the Nasi can send out an email. Tomorrow morning we're doing Chalitza. Tomorrow morning we're doing Kiddush HaChodesh. Is that good enough? So the Rambam says, it's gotta be personal. The Rambam says, this is Kiddush HaChodesh Dalet Tes. Ketzad Yom HaRosher Bezer HaGadol Leploni Uploni Minas Sanhedrin. Rambam Lashitaso, that all has to be from the Sanhedrin, we mentioned yesterday. The Ramban says it just has to be three mumchen. The Rambam says, no, it's gotta be three from this Sanhedrin. Only if they had asmana, only the invitees are allowed to do it. That is the Rambam. If you look at the Yad Ramah, he seems to say that it is a din klali. Just send out an invitation. Tell the whole Sanhedrin, right, that you should come, and whoever comes, comes. You know what his raya is? Because we're about to have a story. We're about to have a story, and someone extra came. And the rabbi and the dusty said, whoever's extra here, leave. What do you mean, whoever's extra? He knows who he invited. He knows who he invited. So what do you mean, whoever's extra? Whoever was extra, he should tell to leave. So haraya that the Yad Ramah is right, not the Rambam. That's what the Ron says. Is there any ways to get out of that? How can you get out of it? The story says, we're about to read the story, that says, and the one, somebody had to volunteer to get up. So how do you get out of that? So, maybe he was being nice, he didn't want to embarrass him, or maybe he sent a shliach to do the hazmana. And he didn't know which people from the Sanhedrin the shliach found. Right? So that's, any one of the answers that can be accepted. The rest of the Ron suggests. He did each one separately, so nobody knew about which one was not invited, so he was doing it so they wouldn't be embarrassed. Okay, interesting discussions of Hasmana. So now we continue. Tomorrow morning, I need seven upstairs. So it sounds like the Yad Ramah, Hashkimu Li. Right, I need seven upstairs. Go up for me. Doesn't sound like he's personally inviting, but seems to be. Hishkim umatza shmona. He gets up there and finds eight. Right, should be seven. Also, I was looking. Does this mean six plus him? You need seven. Is six plus him, or seven plus him? Not exactly clear, but he finds eight. Amar mihusha ala shalom brishos yered. Whoever is here without permission's got to leave. Right, no spectators. In this process, whoever's here extra has to leave. Amat Shmuel Hakatan v'Amar Ani Ushalisa Shlo Brishos. Shmuel Hakatan says, "I'm sorry, I came here without permission." V'Lola Abra Shana Alisi. I didn't really come here to be Ma'abra the Shana. Eluman Alachalamaisa Tzrachti. I just wanted to learn. I wanted to see what you were doing, right? This Shmuel Hakatan maybe is saying underneath, it's not as extreme as the one who went under his Rebbe's bed, right? That we know of. That Torah Hivelumar Ani Tzarach. Come on, I'm just washing Ibra Shana. Right, but, you know, he wanted to learn. Amar lo, shave, bini, shave. Okay, you can stay here. Shave, bini, shave, a double lashon. Some say it means sit now, and then you're going to sit next time, because next time I'm really going to invite you. Shave, bini, shave. Ru'uyos kol hashanim kulon his abra al yadcha. Really, you are ra'uy. Shmu to be ma'abra the shana. Ella, amr chachamim, ma'abra the shana, b'mzumanim la. I'm sorry, but only b'mzumanim. So this line, it sounds like the Rambam. Right, he says, what can I do? You can't do it with Mizumanim. What do you mean? If it was a general invitation, then everybody who should be there should be the first seven that get up there. Right, so this line sounds like the Rambam. So you gotta work out each one. And then the Gemara just adds off, by the way, Velo Shmuel HaKatan Havi. Really, Shmuel HaKatan was not the one that was not invited. He wasn't the one. Ella Inish Achrina. It was somebody else who was too embarrassed. Umachmas Kisufu to Avid. And Shmuel HaKatan just did it so that the person would not be embarrassed. Right.
Did he say all this to Shmuel?
What?
Why
he was putting on a
shirt?
Right, so that's how different parts of the Gemara sound like, right? According to that, Shmuel must have been playing along with it. Shmuel was playing along with it. If Shmuel had actually invited him and not somebody else, Shmuel was playing. Rabbi Gamliel, I'm sorry, Rabbi Gamliel was playing along with it with Shmuel HaKatan. Why was he called Shmuel HaKatan? So see, Yerushalmi and Maseches Sota, Yerushalmi and Sota, Tes Yud Gimel. Same story is quoted about Kiddush HaChodesh. Then the Yerushalmi says, "V'nasnu einayim b'Shmuel HaKatan," because the Baskel went out. We're going to have it later on in the Gemara that he's a great person. "V'lama nikra Shmuel HaKatan l'fishu maktin atzmo." Number one, he made himself small. He was maktin himself. "V'yesh omrim l'fishu ma'at hayakatan mishmuel haramasi." He was just a little lower than Shmuel HaNavi. Just a little lower. Shmuel HaKatan, but that's only subjectively. Just a little smaller than Shmuel HaNavi, that was Shmuel, right, remember Shmuel was, right, you got a pasuk in Tehillim. We have a Moshe Aaron and Shmuel on the same pasuk. Say it Friday night. Right, so just a little smaller than Shmuel, right, so that is 2 days in the Yerushalmi. Rav Shachter talks about Shmuel HaKatan also in the Be'ikvei HaTzon, in Siman Hay, where he quotes from Rav Salvechik, that, and quotes from earlier, from Rav Salvechik quotes, according to Rav Cook and others, that whenever one makes a takana, whenever one makes a law, it has to be done with pure, pure intentions. Pure lishma. Shemisapne takanos mechudashos. Srichim tamil lasos chidisht takanoseim ach lishma. Only lishma. It's got to be so pure into every time they make a takana. It can't be any ulterior motives. It's got to be totally lishma. And therefore, what's he explaining? The 19th bracha in Shemona Esrei. We know that they made 18 brachas, keneged, different items that the Gemara in brachas talks about, daf chav ches. And then they said, okay, we need a bracha against the minim. We need a bracha against those who misuse and misrepresent Torah, v'la malshinim, al tisikva. Who's going to write that bracha? Who's going to write the bracha that mean him? They didn't know who to get to write the bracha. Until the rise fell on Shmuel HaKatan. Shmuel HaKatan wrote the bracha Zaminim. Why'd they pick him? Because in Pirkei Avos, he's the one that says, b'nfalo yivchal tismach. He's the one that says, don't rejoice when your enemy falls. He's the only one that could write this bracha lishma. Because he's doing it with pure intentions l'shem shemayim. That's why they pick Shmuel HaKatan. Hutzuchol the Shmuel HaKatan to ahavi tamen margla b'fumei b'bifal yivcha tismach v'lo lo haisa shum p'niya atmis b'shosh etikein nusach bracha zu. And then he talks in general, they talk in general there about making new dinim, making new minhagim. That is in Ikvei Hatzon, page Chav Zayin. Right, that's the quoting in the name of Rav Cook. But that's Shmuel HaKatan. That's Shmuel HaKatan, who was totally l'shma, and here he left so that the other person would not be embarrassed. Similarly, the Gemara continues, Kihadi Yosef Rebbe the Kadarish Eriach Reach Shum. Rebbe was giving shir and somebody had really bad breath, right? Somebody had eaten garlic. They had the garlic bamba somebody had eaten, right? They come into the shir and it's the mamash, the whole room smells. Omar, he says, Mishach Hashum Yesei. Whoever ate shum, right? Shum was the probably, it seems like the worst smelling thing that they had. Right, shum, right? We remember the Gemara in Brachas? Gemara in Brachas, Daf Nun Aleph or so, where it says that if you forget to make a bracha, do you make the bracha after you eat? So the Gemara says, what, if somebody ate garlic and didn't make a bracha, right, and his breath smells, he should eat more garlic. Right, also there, yochal shum. Shum is the item. So, if somebody, so who ate that? So yatz, whoever ate that should leave. Amad Rabbi Chiya v'yatza. Rabbi Chiya got up and left. Amad kulan v'yatzu. Chiyah left. So obviously they knew that it was just putting on a show, not to him. Rav Chiyah wouldn't eat the garlic and then come into shir. So it must be that he's doing it so the other person is not embarrassed. So everybody left. Everybody left. Shir was over for the day. Early recess. B'shachar, Matzah, Rishimin b'Rebbe, l'Rebbe Chiyah. Rishimin, the son of Rebbe, saw Rebbe Chiyah the next day. And he was out for his father's covet. Amar le'atahu shiar t'la'aba. Look what you did to my father. You made everybody leave shir. Or sorry, you ate the garlic, and then everybody ate left because you left. So Amar lo, take his osbi Yisrael, chas v'shalom, I didn't eat it. Meaning, it wasn't me, I'm just doing it so the guy wasn't embarrassed. I didn't really eat it, don't blame me. Period. Ask the Marsha, 1 second. Everybody left with him, so obviously everybody knew that it wasn't really him, he was just doing it as a cover-up. So Rav Shimon, the son of Rebbe, didn't figure that out either? The whole shir left! So what's he saying? Oh, you were Matzar, my father. See, he said, the Marsha says, unbelievable. He says, no. He's telling to him, of course I know why you did it, but you know what? Look at all the bittul Torah you caused. You left, so everybody realized it, so everybody left. You should have let the person who really ate the garlic leave, and then the whole shir wouldn't have left. Only that guy would have left. So what does he answer him? Lo tegzos mi Yisrael. No. I'd rather not embarrass one person and have to cancel shir. That's what the Mevayish Pei Chaver Barabim. Bittul Torah is pushed aside, says the Marsha. Right, that's the Lo Teikas Osmi Yisrael. So I'll read it to you. He says, V'yazakula macharecha v'tziyarta abba bittul Torah l'fi osa shah shalom hayo l'chal atzeis rakha ochlo hayo lo latzeis levado v'yarmalei Lo Teikas Osmi Yisrael devadai bittul Torah hu avon v'cheit avol l'vayish echad mi Yisrael Lo Teikas Osa aveira gadola b'Yisrael v'tov levatel Torah. Milavayish ben Yisrael. That's the language of the Maharsha. Okay, that's right here. A very important lesson from the Gemara.
Rebbe Chiya made that decision in front of the Rebbe.
I guess Rebbe Chiya made that decision. It doesn't sound like the Rebbe argued. I guess it was the Rebbe saying, the Rebbe didn't just cancel Shir. Maybe that would have been a more Chil Hashem. The Rebbe says, whoever left, maybe he was hoping that Rebbe Chiya would do it. I don't know exactly what Rebbe Yehuda Nasi had in mind. Okay. Oh, so now we have Rebbe Chiya Meicha Garmala. Where did Rebbe Chiya learn that little, strategy from? Rebbe Meir, he learned from Rebbe Meir. Another story. Titania, Maisa Bisha Achas Shebos La Beis Medrash of Rebbe Meir. Somebody once came to the Beis Medrash of Rebbe Meir. Amrlo Rebbe. Right, Rebbe Meir spoke to women. It's clear. Many Amoraim spoke to women. Right, all the Amoraim. All the Tanam and Amoraim spoke to women. It's clear that the women asked them directly their shilas. The women didn't have to go through a shamish. Right, they spoke to the shamish of Rebbe Meir. He spoke to Rebbe Meir. She spoke to Rebbe Meir. Right, it's going to be a lesson for all Rabbanim. If a woman has to ask them a question, they have to ask them a question directly. Amr lo Rebbe, Echad mikem kadshani babia. Somebody was makadish mi babia. I don't know who. Don't know who. Somewhat unusual. But somebody was makadish mi babia. So the question is, right, what's the problem? The problem is, we learn from the Gemara Maseches Kedusha, the first parak, that Rav Mangid amad makadish babia. Right, right, since the days of the Mishnah, we don't do that anymore. So it was inappropriate. It's an Issur d'Rabbanan to do that. So, but either way, it still works. So, Rebbe, I gotta get out of this marriage. So, Amad, Rebbe Meir, v'kasala get krisus. Rebbe got up and gave her a get. V'nasan la gave it to her. Amdu kas v'kulam v'nasu la. So they all gave it. Obviously, Rebbe Meir didn't do it. Rebbe Meir wasn't the one who was v'kadosh v'biya, but he did it, and once he did it, everybody knew the message, so everybody did it, so obviously the one who did it, was at least included in the base matrix. Says the Sefer Chasidim, Sibin Chav Beis, the imhu b'chaburas bnei Adam, the nasa dover echad shelo kahugan. If he's in a group and there was something that was done inappropriately, v'lo no dam yachote, and nobody knows who sinned, tsarech sheyomar ani hu shachatasi afapi shelo chata. V'al yedei sheyizvade hachote lo yevosh kemaisa Rebbe Meir. Quotes our story. That's the Sefer Chasidim quotes this in quotes lahalacha, as much as Sefer Chasidim is lahalacha, but that's the Sefer Chasidim. You got to take some blame sometimes so the other person is not embarrassed, right? Very halacha l'maisa. What if four kids in a high school are called to the principal's office and says, "Who did this?" So they all have to admit we did it. So the principal's got to be sharp enough to realize that, hey, they're just doing the Sefer Chasidim. But really, there's only one of them here that is the root. Are you just doing that to be nice? You got to cover up. I think it's also somewhat the responsibility of the real perpetrator, right, to come forward. Okay, I mean, he's got to, they have to try not to embarrass him, but he has to know that they shouldn't have to take the blame for him, right? But in these cases, the person was not coming forward. Whereas it wasn't coming forward. But that is the Sefer Chasidim. The Ben Yoyada says, are you really allowed to lie? I did it. You allowed to lie in this case? So the Ben Yoyada suggests that maybe in all these cases, he quotes the Mefarish on the Sefer Chasidim. I don't know, it's not in my edition of the Sefer Chasidim. He quotes the Mefarish who says, obviously not allowed to lie. It must be, you say, I sinned. I sinned. I sinned many times. Right. You didn't say I did this on Eira. I sinned many times. It's like, right? Ani. Right? I sinned. You can work out the words. That's what you have to say. I sinned. So says the, right. It says the Chidah. The Chidah said it doesn't sound like that way. Right? What did Shmuel Katan say? Ani usha alisi shalom bershus. Right? I went up without the permission. So the Ben Yoyada says you gotta work it out. I went up without Rishus, not this time. Many times I went out without Rishus. I went into your attic without your knowing. This time, you can work out his words that he wasn't actually lying. That's how you have to explain. But what? Oh, right. So is this Mishana Ebrei Shalom? Is it at least Shalom Shalom Bayi Shalom Beis Yisrael? He doesn't quote that. Doesn't quote that Gemara and Yevamos. But that is what the discussion here is in the Ben Yehoyada, if all of these Lashonos could be explained, not Mamish as a Sheker. So we read this Gemara, we're like, wonderful, fine, Rebbe Meir gave everybody a get. But the Or Sameach reads it in a different way. Unbelievable. The Or Sameach says, 1 second, Rebbe Meir holds Eide Chasima Karsi. Rebbe Meir is the one that says that the Eidim have to sign Lashma of the husband, this is the wife, and she is getting divorced based on this husband, right? The husband giving the get. Here, nobody knows. Everybody's writing their get and giving it to the woman. The eid didn't really know who was the real one, the marriage. And isn't this a lack of eid chasim karsi? You read a story in the Gemara, you don't focus on who it is and what they hold elsewhere in Shas. The Eretz Sameach does. The Eretz Sameach and Ilchas Gerushin. I don't understand how this worked. How did Rameir do it? Was it all a fake? Really didn't work? You can say that. Nobody realized what Rameir's own shita. They all know Rameir's own shita. This was Rameir's base medrash. Says the he says, well, Rameir deserves eid chasim karsi. Imkein heidim lo yadu be'ezek get he miskareshes. Favi kishnayim sheshochu shnei gitin v'nisarvu. Two people sent two get and they got mixed up. And him said the ein kan esina l'shma. Kein kan ein chasima l'shma. So I don't understand how it works. So says the Arsameach, it must be Bahach Uvta de Sanhedrin, the Habaal Haya Yodeya, Raksha Ha'edim Lo Yadu, the Hema Kasvu Ladas Habaal. The Edim are just concretizing the Baal's Das, Raksha Lo Yadu, Mihu Habaal, Vimbishasha Kasav, Misha Kidsha Haget, Vitziba Lahem Lachtom, Chismu Lashem Krisus, Imhu Ishto Shaver Mikri Chasim Lashem Krisus. It's good enough. Even the Edim are signing for 40 different people and 39 of them are not true, but as long as the Baal, the true Baal, has the right kavana and he's commanding the Edom to sign, that's good enough. But Arsameach learns a halacha from this story. As we know, every story in the Gemara is meant to teach us something, right? So he learns a halacha about Gerushin from this story. So Rabbi Chiya learned it from Rabbi Meir. For Rabbi Meir, Mehecha Gamarla, Mishmuel HaKatan. Okay, now we're into Tanakh. Tichsiv. Vayan Shechanya ben Yechiel mi b'nei Elam. Vayomer la'Ezra, he says to Ezra, Anachnu ma'alnu be'elokeinu. We went against God. Vanoshev. Nashim nachrios me'ame ha'aretz. V'yata yesh mikve Yisrael azos. So he says, we intermarried. Right, all those in the time of Ezra. He really didn't intermarry. But he said it to include himself to take some of the blame. V'shchenya ben Yechiel mehecha gamar la mi Yehoshua. He learned it from Yehoshua. Now, really from Yehoshua, the Rashi explains, what does it mean, mi Yehoshua? From Hashem in the story of Yehoshua. Right, sometimes it doesn't really mean the word, right? Moshe kibbutz Torah mi Sinai. From Sinai? No. From Hashem, who was Nigla on Sinai. That's what the Bar Tanura says. Unless you say the Musar Vart of, from Har Sinai, who was also an Anav. And Moshe Rabbeinu was an Anav, and therefore, he was Zoche. But Yeshua, from Hashem, who behaved that way by Sinai. Dechziv, Yom HaShem Yeshua, after they lost by Ai, and Yeshua was all upset, Yeshua says, Kum Lecha, Lama Zata Nafal Panecha. What are you lying down for? Chata Yisrael, the Jews sinned. Amar lo fanav Rabbeinu Shalom michata, who sinned? Amar lo chidilter ani lacha. Am I a tattletale? Says Hashem. Hato goralos. Figure it out. It's interesting. So how do you figure it out? He used the Urim and Tumim anyway. So what? That Akash Rebbe didn't say it beferish, right? It was a grumma. It was just the letters lit up, and you have to figure out who it is. But Hashem didn't want to say it directly. Hato goralos. So he learned it from there. So you see from there that he didn't want to embarrass. Amar Avibai Sema mi Moshe, or some say from Moshe Dechsiv Ad Amay Antem. Hashem says, "How long have you been Mamai, not listen to me?" And Moshe was included. Fine. Tana Rabbanan. Misha Mesu Neviim Achronim. Chagai Zachariah Malachi. From the time that Chagai Zachariah Malachi died, Nistalku Ruach Hakodesh mi Yisrael. No more Ruach Hakodesh. This whole story is here because Shmuel HaKatan is going to come up soon. Right, since the last Nevi'im, no more Ruach HaKodesh. Why not? The Me'iri says, cause Ein Shechina Shora Ela Mitoch Simcha, and since we're in a Churban world, so we can't have full Simcha. So if there's no full Simcha, there can't be full Nevuah. That's what he says. Except, the Me'iri says, once in a while Hashem will give a message to a certain great person on the level of Nevuah. But not usually. Right, because Makam Hayy Benim Chachamim Gedolim Sheruach Nevuah Sharol Lefamim Aleihem Miderach Teva Shleimusam Shrei Megalim Asidos Beis Ziknusam. Mikol Makom Lo Haysa Sham Nevuah Gemura Lo Hochiach VeLidrosh Lahem Asidos Sehem BeMitzvas HaMenabe Yisbarach. Okay, we have a. But I guess even maybe it proves the idea that even Bayisheni wasn't a real binyan. But that's the Meiri's discussion. So the Saga Ruach HaKodesh B'Yisrael. The FLP came, Hayim Ishtamshin, B'Baskol. But they did use Baskol. They did use Baskol, a lower level. Lower level. What's a Baskol? So we mentioned this back on Dav Dalet when we spoke about Yesh Eim L'Mikra. Why is it Yesh Eim L'Mikra? And why is it Binyan Av? And why is it Baskol? So Tosfos here on top. Tosfos says, why is it a basco? Yesh omrim. Shalom ha-yishom and kol ha-yotzim in ha-shamayim. A basco is not a direct voice from heaven. Ela mitoch oso kol yotzim kol acher. It is an echo from a voice from heaven. That's why it's called a basco. It's not a direct kol. It's a basco. Number one. Number two. Why is it called a basco, not a benko? This is what I mentioned then. The Gemara Shas here quotes it. Quotes the Tosfos Yantif in Yevamos Perek Tezayin. Why is it a bas kol and not a ben kol? So the Tosfos, and here I prepared it today. Right? So the bas kol says, why? Shushe mush'al. Mi bas kol shenisat nizka makari pa'amim b'gemara. After Nevuah stopped. V'li nira shenikra bas kol lefi she'eno kol lo kol elav. Shezeo Nevuah mamish. El kol zeh she'anu bo hu me'ein v'dugmato b'madre galamata mimenu. V'lakach nekra bas kol shehi habas la'aviha. Right, the feminine lashon always means a weaker lashon. That's why it's called a baskol and a benkol. Right, if you're going to do this, you're going to wipe me out, destroy the nation. So Rashi there quotes at lashon akeva because it is also the feminine usage. So we have the Tosfos, we have the Tosfos Yantif, the Ramban as well. Actually, in this week's parsha. Rabbanan in the sixth parsha also talks about a bas kol being somewhat lower than nevuah, right? And that Rambam that we mentioned in the parsha shiur last year about the Ur Metumim, how the Ur Metumim lit up, the zos madrega mi madregas ruach hakodesh about the Ur Metumim, he lamata min nevuah ulamala mi bas kol shemishtamshin baba bayisheni laachar shepaska hanevuah upasku Ur Metumim, right? So you have Ur Metumim, which is you have nevuah Ur Metumim bas kol. That's the hierarchy. That's the Ramban says. Okay, let's continue. Where are we? Pamachas, hayi besubi baliyas beis gur yabi yericho. But not only a baskel ben hashemayim. They were sitting in the attic, and a baskel went out. Yesh kan echad shorayish dishkalav shchina v'nitalim shishal shchina. There was somebody here that is roy to have the shchina rest on him. Kemoshe Rabbeinu. That's in parentheses. So the marshal takes that out. Kemoshe Rabbeinu. It's against one of the animamans. Can't be like Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a whole thing on the whole girsa question on the side here. The Rambam himself quotes this girsa in the seventh parak of Shmona Prakim. He says, and all the times it says in Chazal like Moshe Rabbeinu, it means that they perfected themselves in certain ways like Moshe Rabbeinu, but obviously not on the level of Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu. But the Marshak can't even take that, right? So he takes out the words of Moshe Rabbeinu. Elosh in Doriz Akai Lakach. So there's somebody that has that could have Hashras Hashchina, but his door is not fit. Nosu Chacham Zeneim beHillel Azaken. It must have been Hillel. Ukshemes Allah Amru Alav. And when he died, they said, Hey Chassid Hey Ana Vitamido Shel Ezra. He is amazing, Talmud of Ezra, right? One of the later Nevi'im. Therefore, they compare it to him. Shufa Machas Hayu Mesubim Baliyah BiYavne. They were in Yavne. V'nasnu Aleim Baskam and Hashemayim. Same thing. Yesh Kan Echad Shorish Tishra Alav Shchina El Shein Dor Zaka Lakach Nosu Chacham Zeneim. B'Shmuel HaKatan. They looked at Shmuel HaKatan. U'Kshemes Amru Alav, Hechasin Eyanav, Tamid Shal Hillel. He learned it from Hillel. Afu Amar B'Shas Misaso. And Shmuel HaKatan on his deathbed, he said certain future tidings. Shimon V'Yishmael L'Charva. Shimon and Yishmael. That's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Yishmael Ben Elisha. We're going to be killed. Right? Asar Haruge Malchus. V'Chavrohi L'Ktala. And their friends, Rabbi Hanina and Rabbi Akiva, were also going to be killed. V'sharam alabiz and the rest of the nation is going to be spoiled. V'akon sagiyin, tremendous troubles. Asidin l'meisi al alma. There's going to be terrible troubles coming up, the Crusades. V'al Yehuda ben Baba v'shal omar kein. And also, the Gemara says, when Yehuda ben Baba died, they also wanted to give him this great hesped about, hey, Ana, hey, Chassid, Ela shenitra fasha'a, she'imaspidun al aruge malchus. They wanted to bury him quickly. They thought if they started giving him long hespedim, they wouldn't have been able to bury him. More kavod ames to get him buried. Give the hespedim another time. Period. Tanu Rabbanan. Okay. End of that discussion of not embarrassing and Shmuel HaKatan. Now back to halacha. Tanu Rabbanan. Im ha'abrides hashana elam kein yirtza nasi. Right? The Ibar Hashana could only take place with the nasi's consent. Umaisa Rabbi Gamliel shalach li derashos ezel shuldon echad shebesuria. Rabbi Gamliel, who was the nasi one time, was out of office. Right, we sent emails and the message came back. Out of office reply. Right, I'll check my emails every so often. Right, and he came back and he was gone and he had to be Ma'abed the Shana. They didn't know what to do. So Vishal Lava, he was delayed. He was going to ask Rishus for some other public issue. The Ibru is Hashana Amanas Sheyirtza Rav Gamliel. So he did it. Amanas, let's do it. And hopefully he'll agree. Ukishabar Rav Gamliel, V'yama Rotzani Nimseis Shana Mu'ubares. When he came back, fine, it worked. Machlokes Rishonim here, did he have to come back before Rosh Chodesh Nisan? What if he came back only afterwards? Does that work? So that is a machlokas here. The Meiri here says beferish, it could be even afterwards. Even afterwards. And the Shagas Aryeh, and the Turi Evan says, I don't understand that because we paskin by Dinim Daraisa, ain Brera. Right? You cannot put something back in time on a Daraisa level. The roots of something, like this major Sugya Brera, seeing the roots of a future event in the past, says the Turi Evan. By Daraisas, we don't say that. So therefore, I think he has to come back during Adar, before it actually kicks in. The Minchas Chinuch also discusses this. What happened with Purim? Right? What happened with Purim? But Purim is always the one that's closest. Well, sometimes they did the first one, and then if they were Ma'abah, they would do it again. But that the Minchas Chinuch discusses this. He also discusses, does the Nasi have to say Rotsa Ani, like our Gemara says, or just like shake his head, or at least not complain about it. But then he just says one line. Whenever we talk about Brera, it's always good chizuk to get like this. He quotes this discussion of the Turi Evan and the Meiri. He doesn't quote the Meiri, but then he says, V'dine Brera va'almanas amukim heim. V'ein kan makam laharach. He says, it's very deep. So whenever we do Brera, we got to remember that Minchas Chinuch, to give us chizuk. Weiter. Tanu Rabbanan, correct. Tanu Rabbanan. Ema Avodas Hashana Elam Kein Haisa Tzricha B'bnei Adrachim B'bnei Aksharim B'bnei Tanu Ripsachim. One of the reasons you give me Avodas Hashana, why can you add on a month? B'bnei Adrachim. You could add on a month because the roads are too muddy and it hasn't been gotten dry yet too much, so you're going to wait a month so the roads can be better for the people who came to be Ola Regal. B'bnei Aksharim because the bridges are out. B'bnei Tanu Ripsachim. People's ovens that they bake matzahs in aren't dry yet. Or because of the Jews who already left their houses and they're not going to make it. They're not going to make it to Yerushalayim. So give them an extra month. It's pretty amazing. Aliyah L'Regel was for a few months. They left already. They're in the middle of Adar. And they did it three times a year. How much time were they home? Right? It takes them weeks and weeks to get to Yerushalayim. Pesach Shavuos Sukkos. And then by the time they get home, how much time do they have at home? It's amazing. That was Aliyah L'Regel. Avalo, so you could use any of these reasons. Avalo b'bnei asheleg, v'lo b'bnei atzina, but snow and cold is not a good enough reason. Meaning, make them come. So you gotta work a little bit to get to Yerushalayim. V'lo b'bnei galis yoshlo akumim koman. And not for people who didn't leave yet. You gotta have left. If you left already, then fine, then we'll do it. If you're still at home, then that's your fault. You didn't leave early enough. We're not going to have the shana for you. Tanu Rabbanan.
These are secondary reasons or primary?
We'll see.
Pesach, not an Aviv.
Right, so these are not the primary. Right, we'll see. These are not the primary reasons. Tanu Rabbanan. Ema abre nes hashana lo mipnei hagdiyim v'lo mipnei atzloyim. You not abre the shana if the goats or sheep are very young. And therefore you won't have enough carbon Pesachs because you just use young ones. It's a big deal. Use young ones. And you can't be ma'aber because you have pigeons that do not become mature yet. We know many times if I owe a karban, I'll wait till Alila Regal to bring the karban. Right? And many times women, a Yoledes, a Zava, they all owe birds. Right? The last Mesechta in Kachim, Kinim, it's all about pairs of birds. So they used to bring birds. So the halacha is pigeons have to be old and doves have to be young. So, says the Gemara, you're not ma'abed l'shana if the pigeons aren't old enough, but they just bring doves. Aval osan osan sa'ad l'shana. But you use these reasons as a sa'ad, as a, you know, throw it in when you're sending out the letters. Why we're ma'abed l'shana? Yeah, this is also a reason. But it's not the ikker. Ketzad, for example. Rabbi Yana Yomer, Shem Rishim, Gamliel. This is an example of a letter. Mahodinan anachna l'chon. We're letting you know. De gozlaya rechichen. The doves are young. The imraya da'arkin. I'm sorry, the gozlai, the doves are young. The imraya da'arkin. Also, the lambs are young. The zimna da'abiva lomata. That's an ikar reason. We're going to get to that. And the wheat is not ready yet. The shafris milsa ban pai. We've analyzed this. Vosifis al shasa da, tzlasin yomin. We're adding on 30 days to this year. So you see, they throw these in as secondary reasons. Meisvei. One more question. One second. Kama ibar hashana shloshim yom. Rav Shmuel Gamliel Omer chodesh 30 or 29. Right. That's what this brisa says. How could it say here 30 days? So Amar Papa ratzu chodesh ratzu shloshim yom. Depending what they wanted. Whatever worked out better for them. 30 or 29. Tachazi. Sounds like what it says. Interesting. Look. Ma'ika be tekifoi kadmoi le'in v'sanoi basroi. The very stark, hardcore, earlier generation to the humble later generation. What does this mean? Earlier, who's a takif? Rabbi Gamliel throughout Shas is known as a takif. Right, he was the one that made Rabbi Yeshua schlep on his Yom Kippur. He was a takif. And we're going to see that in his letter about Ibra Shana, he said, we've all decided. Wasn't only him. And yet, the Anav Basroi, we're going to get to the one who was later, who was usually softer, he, Reb Shimon, his son, right, we're going to see, he didn't say, me and my friends. He took all the credit himself. So he says, interesting, look what happened to the Takif earlier and the Anav later. The Tanya, because the Braisa says, Maisa, Rav Gamliel, Shoy Yoshev, Agav, Ma'al, Abar, Abayis, Rav Gamliel, the Nasi, Vaya Yochanan, Sofer, Allah, Zomi, Lefanav, and Yochanan, the Sofer, the scribe, was sitting in front of him. Vishalash, Igros, Chatuchas, Lefanav, Lefanav, Munachos, he had three scrolls in front of him that he was about to write letters on. So, Amar Lo, Rav Gamliel is dictating to the scribe, told Igros, Achad, Viksov, write on one of the letter. La'achna b'nei Galila ila u'la'achna b'nei Galila tata. To those of you in the Galilee, the upper and the lower, shalom chanyaske. How are you? Mahodina na'achna l'chon, we're letting you know. Dizman bi'ura mata la'afrushi maisra mima'atna dizesa. The time for biur maisra. So in the third and the sixth year of Shemitah, you gotta get rid of all your maisras, gotta make sure your truma, your maisra, maisra risha, maisra ani, gotta get rid of all of it. So the time has come, make sure to do that from your olives. That's one letter. V'toli grisachad aviksov, and take another letter and write. Liachna b'nei Daroma, the other direction. In the south. Shalom chanyaske, how are you? Modina nachna lechon, we're letting you know. Dizman b'yuramata. Lafrushi maisra mi omri shibalaya. Right, take maisr from the bundles. Right, I guess whatever was the grain, the produce, whatever they had in each of the places, that's what he addressed the letter. And finally, v'tol igras achada, the third letter, v'ksov la'achna b'nei gavasa b'bavel, write to all the Jews in Bavel, u'la'achna d'b'madai, u'l'sharkol gavasa d'Yisrael, all Jews outside the land of Israel, shlom chanyaske, how are you? Lo'olam, shlom chanyaske lo'olam, right, welcome to the, how is everyone doing? Mohodinin anachna lachon, we're letting you know, d'gozlaya rechichin, v'imraya arkin, they're all young, v'zimna d'abiva lomata, v'shafra milsa banpoi, and the item was good in front of us. Uba anfi chavrai. Rav Gamliel's talking. And in front of my friends, right, that's what he says. Rashi says, you see, he added him in. Va'osifis al shasada yomin tlasin. And we're adding on 30 days. So isn't it interesting, asked the Gemara? The Rav Gamliel is the one that includes his friends, and his son before him did not include his friends. So the Gemara answers, Dilma basar davruho. Maybe Rav Gamliel changed his personality after they threw him out. Hmm. Right? After they fired him, so then he's a little different person. Right? The Gemara in Brachas. After he had to share the post with Rav Blazer ben Azariah. Right? That's what Tosa says. Blazer davrua, pirish v'haylo chaver, Rav Blazer ben Azariah, sheyanasi imo. That's why he says, v'afi chavra, with my friend. He's got to include him. He's a co-Rosh Yeshiva. It's a co-Rosh Yeshiva. You got to give credit to the other Rosh Yeshiva. Rashi just says it was after he was removed, so it was after he became an Anav. He became an Anav, not specifically this case. Okay, Vayter. Tana Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, Ashlosha Dvarim Ma'abra Netz Hashana. So here it is. On these three very important reasons, we're Ma'abra Netz Hashana. Al Ha'aviv, because the grain is not ripe yet, right? You need the grain ripe for Pesach. The Al Peros Ha'ilon, and Peros Ha'ilon, the fruit aren't ripe yet, and you have to bring Bikurim on Shavuos. And if you don't bring it on Shavuos, you know, you're going to have to bring from other fruit which aren't such great fruit, and you want to bring it from good Shivas Aminim that will be close to Yerushalayim's. Therefore, that's a reason to delay. The Al HaTekufa. And also on the solar calendar. What does this mean? Rashi says either Tishrei or Nisan. We have to make sure that the Yom Tovim and Tishrei fall out into Kufas Tishrei of the solar calendar, and Nisan, Pesach, falls out into Kufas Nisan. If it's not going to happen, then you could add on a month to make sure that it does happen. Al Shnayim Mehen Ma'abrin, V'al Echan Mehen Ein Ma'abrin. And if you have two out of three reasons, that's good. Two out of three of these reasons, you're ma'aber, one is not good enough. And if aviv is one of the two reasons, then everybody's happy. Because that means the grain isn't ripe yet. Right? And that's why they're good, they want to wait. If it's ripe and the other two reasons are true, then they're upset. Why? Because they have all this new grain and they can't eat it yet because of chadash. It's new, it's become ripe, they have to wait till Pesach. Right, we'll have to talk about Chadash at one point, about the mystery of Chadash, of why many are not makpid over the past hundreds of years, even though it's Mefurash Shulchan Aruch, Mefurash Gemara, Rambam Shulchan Aruch, everybody. Right, what the Svaras are, the Rama and the Bach other heterim, not for now. So when everybody, but when Aviv was one of the reasons, everybody was happy. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer ala tkufa. Rashbach says on the tkufa. So what did that mean? Ibarlu ala tkufa smechen or ala tkufa ma'avrin? Was he saying that everybody was happy if tkufa was one of the reasons, or was he saying that tkufa can work alone? So teku, that's unclear. Period. Tanu Rabbanan, Ashlosha Artus Ma'abrin Hashana. You took into consideration three lands when you're Ma'abrin Hashana. Yehuda, Eber Hayarden, VeGalil. Yehuda, Eber Hayarden, VeGalil. Rashi says, third wide line in the middle. Shloshton Me Eretz Yisrael Haim. Eber Hayarden was part of Eretz Yisrael. Right? So for what halachas is Eber Hayarden Israel? What halachas is it not? Shumas Amaisis from Eber Hayarden? Not Daraisa. Right? So for certain, right, we have Shvatim there. We have Shvatim there. 2.5 Shvatim. So it's interesting. Rashi says here, all three are considered Eretz Yisrael. Al Shtai Mehem Ma'abrin, V'achas Mehem Ma'abrin. If two out of three need it, you're Ma'abrin the Shana for that, but not for one. Bizmachi Yehuda, Achas Mehem. But if Yehuda was one of the two, Hakol Smechen, everybody was happy. She'en Omer Ba'el Yehuda, because you want to bring the carbon Omer on the second day of Pesach from Yehuda's, therefore everybody was cheering that Yehuda should be one of the two. Tanu Rabbanan im Ma'abrin Hashanim Ela be Yehuda. You're only the Ma'abrin Hashana in Yehuda. Okay, this is one of the Rambams, right? One of the Rambams rise, right? Not only in Yehuda, but from Yehuda. It's got to be from the Sanhedrin. But b'diavad, if didn't galim uberes, heir Chananya ish ono im mibru abagala ain't uberes. No, no good. On Rabbi Yehuda Breider, Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. My time with the Chananya Yish Ono. Why does he say that it would not work? Bid the Eved. Amar Kra. L'shichno Sidrashu Vasa Shama. To you shall seek out his abode and go there. Called Drisha Shata Doresh. Lo Yiu Ela B'shichno Shamakom. Right? It's L'ikuva. Anytime you darshan something, you create another month. So then you have to do it in Yerushalayim. Tanu. Okay. I guess we'll stop here. Before Tanu Rabbanan. And B'Hashem will continue with more Ibar Hashana tomorrow. More Ibar Hashana tomorrow, and a little Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, and other halachas of Shaul and Vidarshan. Tomorrow we have Shaul and Vidarshan also, a little bit. Okay, we'll stop here.